Track 5. Scene A.
Hey, Jen. I've just read that the new Ghost Chasers film will be out on Friday. Do you want to see it?
Sounds good. But I don't know if I can find the time this weekend. Sorry, Luca.
Oh, come on. It's just a 2-hour film.
Well, yes, but I promised Melanie that I would do something with her at the weekend.
Who is Melanie?
Melanie Porter from our parallel class. Tall, long black hair.
Ah, yes, I know her. But she could come to the cinema with us.
I don't think she likes that kind of film.
Okay.
Scene B.
Hey, Freddy. Hey, Marvin. Thanks for meeting and for helping me get the tickets. I'm sure Luca will love the skate contest in Brighton.
No problem at all, Jen. Marv and I are happy to help.
Yes. My dad knows the guy who organizes the skate contest.
And my aunt from Brighton came to our house with the tickets this morning.
So, here are 2 front row tickets for Luca and you. And by the way, that's a really awesome birthday present. I never get such great presents from my best friend.
Hey, what's that supposed to mean?
So if I were you, Colin, I would read the book. It's better than...
Luca? Are you still there?
Colin? I'll call you back a bit later, bye. Well, that doesn't look like Melanie. But it looks as if they're having fun.
Scene C.
Sorry for hanging up before, Colin. It's just, while I was talking to you, I saw Jen with Freddy and Marvin at the Burger Palace. But 2 days ago, when I asked Jen if she wanted to go to the cinema with me, she said she had no time because she was going to meet Melanie from our parallel class at the weekend. But when I walked past the Burger Palace, no Melanie Porter anywhere, but Jen, Freddy, and Marvin having a great laugh. I wonder if they were laughing about me.
Come on, Luca. I'm sure there's a perfectly good reason for all that. Maybe Melanie fell ill and Jen changed her plans. Or she was hungry and ran into the boys at the Burger Palace.
Well, that seems unlikely to me.
I think it's just a misunderstanding. Don't worry. But I see why you're a bit jealous.
Jealous? I'm not jealous.
Are you sure? You told me some time ago that you had a crush on Jen, didn't you?
That was when we were in year one, ages ago. Jen and I are just good friends. Very good friends. Or so I thought.
Okay, sorry for teasing. I have an idea. I'll call Jennifer tonight and ask her to help me with my presentation. And I'll try to find out why she lied to you about Melanie.
Good plan. Thanks, Colin. You're a true friend.
Scene D.
Well, that's how I would end the presentation.
That was great help. Thanks, Jen. You must have spent all weekend on your presentation, I guess.
No, actually, I was busy organizing a birthday present for Luca. Oh, I can't wait to see his face when he opens his present. Tickets for the big skate contest in Brighton next month. Marvin and Freddy helped me to get the tickets. Not a word to Luca about all this, Colin. I had to tell Luca a white lie to find the time and to meet with Marvin and Freddy.
So that's what it's all about.
What do you mean?
Nothing. I'm sure Luca will love your present. Thanks again for the help, Jen. Bye.
Bye, Colin.
Oh, dear. What do I do now?